Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 you are on the air. Everyone is here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome out. Thanks for tuning in. You are now listening to The Truth Lies Not. I'm your host, Joel Lau, the speaker, the writer. I am. Check it out, though. I wasn't always the speaker. Now, I used to be known as the quiet or shy guy. You know, Joel Lau, the shy guy. Joel Lau, the quiet guy. You know, that was the old me. But after I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, God has revealed to me my true identity in Christ Jesus. My foundation scripture is 1 Timothy 2:7. Except I'm called to be an evangelist. Now, 1 Timothy 2:7, that was Apostle Paul talking. Wherefore he was ordaining an apostle. But God has ordained me to be an evangelist. Check it out to get a better understanding on that. I'm going to have to talk more about that. But not now. I will talk more about that some other time. So you're going to have to check back in to hear more on that. Well, glory be to God. I shouldn't have drunk that little sip right now. Now my mouth is watery. But I got to keep going. Praise the Lord. Let's see here. All right. Like I was saying, I'm a public speaker now. I speak through any form that God will use me to do so, from general speaking to sermons to raps to motivate, educate, and elevate people into their destinies. Well, praise the Lord. Like I was saying, thanks again for tuning in. Excuse me for, you know, right now my mouth is watery. I hate when that happens, you know. There got to be some tips out there how to not have a watery mouth, especially when you got to rap or speak, you know what I'm saying? Some people say you should eat before you speak or after you speak. I try eating or not eating before and after, and sometimes I still have the watery mouth. I'm not sure exactly what's up with that. And no, that doesn't have anything to do with our topic for today. But so what? You still hearing about me talking about my watery mouth. That's what I get. So that's what you're going to hear about. All right, all right, all right, all right. So sometimes, you know, I'll drink something. Like if I drink something like with some sugar in it, like right now I drank something with some sugar in it. I think that's why my mouth is watery right now. But then on the other hand, on the flip side, if you got a rap or something like that, the exact opposite can happen, whereas you get that dry mouth all of a sudden. You ever, to my rappers out there, y'all know what I'm talking about. Like you be in the middle of a song, you know, you be halfway through the song and your mouth gets just super dry. It's not like you can stop the song, pause the track for 1 second, you know, get some water right quick and, you know, swoosh it around your mouth. You know, okay, I'm ready now, play. And then go finish the rest of the song. No, you can't do that. People be looking like, what the heck, you know? Now, I'm going to try that one day, actually. I'm going to see what happens. But anyway, yeah, you got to just keep on going. And your mouth just gets drier and drier and drier. And it's like towards the end of the song, it's like you barely can open your mouth. Now, hopefully, if you're doing like a set, hopefully you bring some water. I learned my lesson from different times. I bring water now, you know, up on stage with me. So when that happens, you know, after that song's over, I'll go ahead and drink some water right quick. But then it might just happen again. So maybe I just drink something with some sugar in it, you know. Then it'd be watery. I think watery would be better than too dry and can't open your mouth. Yeah, but anyway, you know, back to the subject in hand here. I got off track a lot right then. But that was cool, though, because this is The Truth Lies Not. That was true stuff that happens to me. And that happens to my co-host a lot, you know. So, oh, yeah, I'm going to introduce the co-host in a minute. But today's topic is resurrection. For we just had Easter, you know, it was Easter Sunday in March. That was weird. But, you know, we just had Easter, you know, and a lot of people say, you know, happy Easter. And I'll come right back and say, you know, happy Easter and happy Resurrection Day. You know, I don't leave that out, you know. I feel if you are able to tell me, you know, your beliefs, you know what I'm saying, I should have no problem telling you my beliefs. You know, a lot of times people, and this is just, you know, here we go again. You know, this is what Jewel Loud the Speaker does. Jewel Loud the Speaker speaks. You know what I'm saying? I be talking about one thing, and then I get off into another thing. But then I get back. You know what I'm saying? But so, like I was saying just right now, you know, people come to you all the time to tell you their beliefs. And they talk to you about it like you know, you cool with it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even talking about Eastern necessarily right now. What I'm talking about is anything. Like, for instance, let me give you an example, right? This happens a lot, you know, at, you know, jobs. You know, if you're in, like, some kind of, I don't know, health group or something, you go to the gym or something like that, you know, or school. Oh, man, school, that's the big one. You know, so you be up in there and people come right up to you like, yeah, you know, I had this party last night and, you know, we was doing zoo-wop the bam, you know. And whatever zoo-wop the bam is that you don't do, they still say it to you like you do it. They just assume that you do it. And they come at you like, man, you know, this is fantastic. And you looking like, man, I don't even do that. You know what I'm saying? So if they are so, you know, just able to come up to you and just tell you whatever it is that they believe, you should be even more bolder, you know what I'm saying? If you have Jesus, now let's get this straight, what I'm talking about, and come to them and just talk to them about the Word, talk to them about Jesus, talk to them about God, talk to them about the Holy Spirit, and just come at them like the same way, if not harder, man, if not bolder, you know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, let's do that, let's do that. All right, so let me get back on track. This show is talking about the resurrection. The resurrection of what? You know what I'm saying? Well, Jesus Christ, man, you know, Easter, you know what I'm saying, Resurrection Day, you know, Jesus, he was crucified, you know, he was dead and he was buried, and in the third day he rose again from the dead, you know what I'm saying? So that was the resurrection when he rose, you know, the resurrection. So real quick, I'm going to introduce the co-host. You know, this brother came on the show last time, and he just spoke so greatly. I had to just hire him on as the co-host. So you guys give a warm round of applause, like he can really hear you, for Brother Jewel. Hello, hello, everybody. It's Brother Jewel's in the place to be. Yeah, Jewel Loud, the speaker, was just talking about me, how I be up there rapping and stuff, and sometimes my mouth gets watery, and it's hard to talk when your mouth is watery, or when my mouth gets dry, and it's hard to talk when it's dry. But thanks be to God, to Jesus, that my mouth is dry / kind of watery. It's cool right now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm going to be co-hosting from now on, you know, along with my partner, you know, Jewel Loud the Speaker. That's how we do. All right. But I'm going to turn it back over to Jewel Loud the Speaker right now because he's talking to y'all about this resurrection thing. I'll be back on later on, maybe. We'll see. All right. Jewel Loud, go for it. Thank you, Brother Jewel. Appreciate that. All right, so what we're going to do right now, we are going to check out the Word. Let's see what Romans chapter 6 has to say. I'm going to start at verse 3. I wrote down 4, but we just changed it, so you know what that means. We're getting out the box. Let's see what's going to happen. The Word says, "Know ye not." That's how it says in the King James Version. Let me bring it up to date for you people. "Ye know," all right, "that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore," verse 4, "we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead," raised up, that's that resurrection right there, that's what I'm talking about, y'all hearing this, as he was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, you know, "even so we also should walk in newness of life." So after the resurrection comes newness of life. check it out. Verse 5 says, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection." That's what I'm talking about. So we was planted into the likeness of his death. What does that mean? You know, if you check it out, it's like, yes, with Jesus Christ, there is life after death. First, you know, death came. He died on the cross, right? And then after he died on the cross, he was buried, and then he rose from the dead. And that's when the life came, you guys, you know. So life after death. And I'm not talking about dying a physical death. Even though he died a physical death on the cross, you know, that's what happened for him to forgive us of our sins. But now, us here in this earth, we have a choice to make. Are we going to die? Are we going to die to ourselves? Are we going to die to this sin and just deny our own, you know, self? You know, Jesus, he killed the works of the flesh, which is the sinful nature. He killed all that on the cross, you know what I'm saying? So that was he put to death all that stuff, the works of the flesh. He put it all to death. So how do we do that? We can't get up on the cross and do that. It's not going to work. He already did it. We don't have to do it, but we have to do it spiritually. And how do you do it spiritually? You know what I'm saying? You have to deny your own self and say, you know what? I can't get into heaven on my own. I realize that in order for me to get there, I got to have Jesus. Well, Jesus can't dwell in your spirit if your spirit is contrary to his spirit. You know what I'm saying? So in order for him to dwell within you, I know I'm getting real deep on you guys, I apologize, but in order for Jesus to dwell with you in your body, he needs for you to get out of the way. You know what I'm saying? You're pretty much in the way, you know what I'm saying? So your sinful nature is in the way. That sinfulness, you know, must die. You know what I'm saying? You must kill that thing. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm not talking about like getting a knife and just stabbing yourself. That's not what I'm talking about. It's not a physical death. It's a spiritual death. It's like, and the way you kill it is just by saying, you know what? I deny myself. I deny the fact that I think that I can do this on my own. I deny the fact that, you know, I don't need Jesus. I deny that, you know. I deny all that. And I accept the fact that I do need Jesus, you know. And what happens is when you accept Jesus, then you receive the, you come in contact with the resurrection. I hope I didn't get too deep for you guys. Let me go to number 6. 6 says, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him." So, you know, let's see. It's like a spiritual thing because we're not actually putting ourselves on the cross and being crucified. But in a sense, it's like we are because we're connecting ourselves with him. He already did it. We just got to connect ourselves with him so that it'll be done in us. You know, I know this is deep, you guys. This is Romans 6. Romans 6. Read it. Meditate in it. You know what I'm saying? I just got to let the word do what it do, man. Father God, I pray that your word would just seek into your people's ears and hearts and minds so they may believe this and get saved in Jesus' name. Amen. So look, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens. Like, people are serving sin. They don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? But we got to crucify this thing. We got to become dead to it, you know what I'm saying, and then partake in his resurrection. After the resurrection, that's where the life comes, you know, the abundant life, you know what I'm saying, life everlasting, and not just life everlasting just for heaven, it's life everlasting for earth. You know, you got to realize that this life that happens after death,
doesn't have to start after you die your physical death. It starts after you die your spiritual death. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, you start living your spiritual life forever. Man, I'm telling you, the life in the spirit is better than life in the flesh, you know. So you got to deny your old behavior, your old ways of thinking, and accept Jesus' way of thinking, Jesus' way of doing stuff. And that's where true life comes in. You take part in that resurrection. I apologize if I got too deep on some of y'all. You know what I'm saying? As I was saying, I was thinking like, dang, that might have been too deep. But, you know what I'm saying, I pray that the Holy Spirit will take that word and just root it and ground it in your heart. And I just water that word right now with the praise, with the word, knowing this, that your old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth you should serve not sin. You should not serve sin from now on. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if you be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. And you live through the resurrection. You know what I'm saying? So it's a two-part fold. First, you must believe that you died with him on the cross. And when he died on the cross, he killed the sinful nature. So that means your sinful nature got killed too. And then if you believe that you did that with him, you know what I'm saying? Then you also believe that you take part in the resurrection. So when he rose up, in the newness of life. Remember verse 4. Even so, you should walk in the newness of life, no longer walking after the sinful nature, but walking after the Spirit. For the fruit of the Spirit, you know, is love, joy, peace, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, it's just great, man. I don't know how I can further explain it. I don't have time to further explain it because I do want to. I already ran out of time. 15 minutes is up, and I'm still going. But I hope you all learned something. I know you did.